The views and opinions expressed by individuals on the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the network, Guys Guy Radio, and its platforms. It's Guys Guy Radio. Here's your host, Robert Manny.
Welcome to Guys Guys Radio. This is your host, Robert Manny, welcoming you to the show where men and women can be at their best and everyone wins. Guys, Guys Radio. We're here to inform you, inspire you, empower you, and get you to think, feel, and who knows, maybe even act by virtue of the journeys, stories, experiences, and insights of the guests I bring you each and every week to the show. Once again, this week is no exception. Today we're going to talk about shifting timelines, ET disclosure, and lots more with our return guest, remote viewer Sebastian Martin. He's also author of the book Inner Journey in Outer Space, which is his autobiography. And, you know, Sebastian's name has come up frequently in the past 6 months or so because he was the premier preeminent remote viewer who talked about 3i Atlas when 3i Atlas was kind of hovering around our solar system and started heading towards the sun and then veered off after some strange behavior between it and the sun. People were wondering, is this a comet or is this a ship? Well, whatever it is, kind of veered off and is not an issue right now. According to Sebastian, it was a ship, and it was a Draco filled with Draco reptilians from another solar system who came in here and had wanted to reclaim their claim on planet Earth, and they had a big plan put into place. And Sebastian remote viewed the ship and went inside and saw soldiers in stasis. Well, as you know, around November 8th or so, 3i Atlas kind of veered off and went away from Earth. And that's kind of when it left the news cycle. So what happened? What's going to happen now? What's going on with our timelines and more? And what's going on with disclosure? So Sebastian Martin is returning to us on Guys Guys Radio. As always, I bring special guests on the show who will talk about things that get you to listen and open up your mind, and then you make the determination. Is this something you vibe with? Do you believe it or not? Well, that's what we're going to do right here, once again, on Guys Guys Radio with special guest, remote viewer, Sebastian Martin.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, Guys Guys Radio, it is the interview portion of our show, and I'm delighted to welcome back a friend of Guys Guys Radio, Sebastian Martin. He wrote the book Inner Journey to Outer Space about his amazing life. We're going to get into that and a lot more. Let me tell you a little bit about Sebastian, a Canadian serial entrepreneur that built an internationally famous Manuka Honey Company. And as part of his success, Sebastian had a close encounter of the fifth kind with a stellar being from the fifth dimensional reality. He writes all about this in his book, Inner Journey to Outer Space. He also hosts the week-long meetings at Terra Novellis. They're workshops, and there we cover things like remote viewing, connecting with your star family, and a lot more. So welcome back to Guys Guys Radio, Sebastian. He's had so much experience working with the alphabet agencies. He pretty much came to prominence with his remote viewing of 3i Atlas. So we're going to start out the conversation, Sebastian, with 3i Atlas. But first of all, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Robert, for having me again.
So let's start there. In the fall, you had mentioned, and I was up at your place in Terra Novellis, mm-hmm. which is in Duncan, British Columbia, studying mm-hmm. remote viewing and some other things. And you mentioned that 3i Atlas was not necessarily the friendly ship that some people thought it would be. And he remote viewed Draco reptilians inside it, soldiers in stasis. And
that's correct.
That was headed towards Earth. There was supposed to be a bunch of probes that came out and the big problem after that. But then things changed around November 8th. So why don't mm-hmm. we pick up from a little bit of background on that and what's happened since then? Because mm-hmm. when things change, you also mentioned that as 3i Atlas has kind of been pushed away and pushed out of the news, there's a mm-hmm. couple of more ships heading our way. And one of them may be in our solar system right now.
Yes, that's correct. Now, 3i Atlas was neutralized by the Galactic Alliance, like I already mentioned before as well. And the direct reptilians on board were also asked to leave or, you know, go back home or go to their, you know, different satellite, you know, locations that they have, including the moon or Mars. The problem with that is they still have a goal in mind. They still don't want to stray away from Earth. They still feel compelled to attack people or get their loosh from them. And the first wave was 3i Atlas. The second wave would be the tandem ships that's coming in now into our solar system that won't be behaving the same way as 3i Atlas. So they're already changing their tactics because of the disaster with 3i Atlas for what happened then. And so they understand that the laws of the universe and how Earth is being protected from them, they can no longer behave in an offensive way the same way as they did before. So this is going to be changing the game and how they're going to be interacting with humanity pretty much. So we already know of David Icke, you know, talking about the Loosh energy. Mm-hmm. We know that, you know, this is, you know, how they can infiltrate all these secret societies, you know, the cabal, you know, the music industry, everything that, you know, basically where they can have an influence on people through mass media and so on. So this is, again, something that they're also doing. But we can also now branch out to some other things like sports events. And you heard of that psychic from Brazil, right? Who made this remarkable claim that two ships would be coming in, one gray ship and then one direct reptilian ship. And what's interesting about that is you can see the parallels with what I said about 3i Atlas 2, when I knew that there was some kind of, you know, gradient presence. For me, it was about Lemon, I believe, who basically was coming in to gather all the rest of humanity by the billions and to put them on other planets, to colonize other planets, because the Dracos were interested in the starseeds and the Greys were just interested in everyone else. So the parallels were pretty similar. The stress, the concerns that she had reminded me a bit of mine when I was seeing it too. So then I just realized more things from that experience. And what came out was that the Dracos, one way or the other, will still try to get the loosh from people. And how they do it is through fear, through emotions. And so in a sports event, like the way she described it, what the direct reptilians were interested in was actually more about the losing team and how they could just, you know, loosh, get the energy out of them. And because they work like a Wi-Fi station, they would be able to connect literally from billions of people through the Lush energy by attacking those who are directly connected to the teams or the losing teams, and also those affiliated with the people in the audience. Mm-hmm. Because they can see them, they can connect to the network or their network to actually extract more Lush out of them, simply because they know them. It's like having a repertoire or like an agenda on your phone and then having all of your contact lists, they can access to all of that. And so most people are not even aware of that even, but they are being attacked all the time. And the attack has been, I mean, tremendous these days. It's been increasing in intensity. It's been, and that's the reason why, like in the news, you can see all bad news. Like there's nothing good or positive about news. It's all about promoting wars and promoting, like, you know, despair. And you know, people are getting so fed up with what's going on. And at the end of the day, that's exactly what they're looking for. So the more news you watch, the more you get affected by that.
Exactly. And the conundrum is, If you don't watch the news, you're uninformed. If you watch the news, you're misinformed, as they say. So,
exactly.
So let's just, for the benefit of our audience. So 3i Atlas came in. It had nefarious intentions. And then the Galactic Federation, which is...
Alliance.
Earth. First of all, the Federation is Earth.
First.
And then some interplanetary beings working together. They took a run at it and they didn't succeed. Now, the Galactic Alliance... which is all extraterrestrial, they don't get involved with Earth unless there's universal laws that have been broken. So they get involved here, and they kind of bumped the disabled 3i Atlas. So that kind of went away. And then the Dracos failing, they sent two more ships towards us. So those are on the way now. I think one of them got into our solar system now. In the meantime, the World Cup starts. And if you look at the logos on the field of the World Cup, it's like the seeing eye right in the middle there.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is, with all the emotion that they feed off of, the that all this emotion is getting pulled up out of the stadium, all these events all around the US, Canada, and Mexico right now.
Yep.
And it's interesting that it's the losing team, because I guess they have the most negative emotions, and they're going to be used. And then that information is going to be then sent out even to the contacts of the people who were rooting for the losing team. I'll give you an example. I have a friend, he's Dutch. He's like, loves the, you know, Netherlands team. They lost yesterday. He sent me a text. I didn't think too much of it, but now I'm like, do I need to protect myself from somebody like that? Do we need to protect ourselves from people who are rooting for the teams that are losing? Because they're all going to lose except for one.
Yes, that's right. And that's exactly what people should be aware of, because it's constant. You know, you're constantly targeted, or... You know, they are definitely increasing their game. Like, they're basically just making it stronger, better, and faster. So this is, again, the part of, you know, talking about disclosure day. This is not disclosure. The real disclosure is on how they act or interact with humanity to basically bring us into our own doom. And so that by sucking up all this negative energy and making us like puppets, you know, they are having a feast, basically. And nobody is aware of it. And we are not talking enough about it, because most people don't know how to protect themselves. They don't know how to understand the reality of it, because it's all around us, but we don't really pay attention to it. So we take it very lightly. And my role, and I will explain that very briefly, because... I'm doing two online, you know, workshops on that on the 1st and the 2nd of July. Probably because this is recorded, you probably won't be releasing it on time. That's okay. It will still be available on my website for those who wants to watch, you know, the recorded version. And I basically became aware, and I was told this, that when Zor, my star brother, came to see me in 2011, and then my star family told me, your role as a human being was to just live and die, like live your life and die, and have all the human emotions. And then, because I was more awake and I had my own Kundalini awakening, they were saying to me, well, now you can just awaken the star seeds of this planet. That's your mission. That's your role. And so all these years, Robert, I've been doing that, or trying to do that somehow, I was trying to do radio shows like this one, trying to promote not just myself, but trying to explain what I went through so I can educate others and to help them with their own Kundalini awakening. If they didn't have one, they may have had one just by listening to this show, for example, right? So something gets triggered. And I just realized, like too late almost, that the Draco's love me. And the reason being is, and I will explain why, I was given a mission to help people, to awaken them, and then I just leave them alone. And they are by themselves without any help to learn how to awaken themselves and then how to protect themselves after the facts. So sure, we did cover that through the Terra Novelli Center. When I organized those workshops, I can provide tools to help people really protect themselves. But again, I never really focused so much on the protection, was in a very general protection area, not so much specifically to the Draco reptilians. And that should be the case, because that's exactly what people should be worrying about and protected about, like, or against. So my new mission is to basically just not just awaken the starseeds, but also teaching people on how to protect themselves in a good way and in a very targeted way. So they don't waste time. They know where the attacks will come from, and they will be able to, protect themselves as well as their family members or friends. So the attacks will stop, or at least they will learn how to recognize the frequency from the Draco energy and then basically pushing it away. So they no longer become a target and they are more protected from that. That's my new mission. That's what I'm supposed to be doing.
My special guest on Guys Guys Radio, return guest, my friend Sebastian Martin. He runs the Telluride Novella Center up in Duncan, British Columbia. They have weekly workshops. Check it out. Go to the website. I attended. It was fantastic. And I have friends from there now that are like family. So we meet every week and it's great. But Sebastian, you have kind of made your bones as a remote viewer. You've worked with the alphabet agencies and you get a lot of different information. Now, recently you told me that you had been contacted about things that have been happening with the timelines and work that you have done that you had not been aware of.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yeah. So just recently, maybe 2 weeks ago, I was contacted by four different people from four different agencies. So from the UK, from the US, Canada, and actually two from the US, one from Canada and one from the UK. So four people. And the surprise out of these four people was that they all contacted me all at the same time and late at night. So the first person contacted me late afternoon with an urgent message saying, we need you, that this is actually from CCS in Canada, saying, we need you to come to our satellite office in Victoria, BC at this address. It was very specific. It was very urgent. And somehow they told me, or that person told me, that I had a job to do and they just needed half an hour of my time to fix the original timeline. This is what they said, the word they used, the original timeline. And I said, what's that all about? And who are you? Like, I didn't know that person.
Okay.
Right? So that was kind of new and weird. And I kept asking questions, and what I was told, and I believe now I just realized that that person who claimed to have worked for CSIS was also working for the SSP, the Secret Space Program. Mm-hmm. And somehow, I'm connected to it. Now, I did not remember my involvement in that. I know that, yes, I was doing remote viewing. Yes, I did see the stargates of Iraq. I saw the Dark Pyramid in Alaska. All of these are already known from the SSP. They wanted me to find out and check it out. So to see if, one, I was comfortable seeing those kind of things. Two, if I would not be weirded out by that and if I could do it. Mm-hmm. And if I had access to it, because the frequencies and the energies around those sites and those monuments are quite specific, and not many remote viewers can do what I do. So they wanted to find out if I was able, as a hybrid being, basically, if I was able to do this. And I did. But because of my lack of secret clearances, I was not allowed to remember certain things. So after that, or those events specifically, I believe that they abducted me and I was used as a remote viewer and I was able to potentially work on timelines. So what came up out of this conversation with that person from CC's was that I was supposed to be going there on a Sunday and I didn't show up because the reason being is because I spoke to three other people and two of them in the US told me that I was part of a project called Project Kronos, which is, by the way, a name that came up in my life again, randomly, not knowing what it was. And so, and I just came to realize that a lot of people know about this project. And so the two people from America, one of them is an agent who is in charge of the hybridization program from the SSP, a big wig of in the agencies that everybody knows, but no one has seen. So every agency knows this man, and his name is Agent Warner. And Agent Warner has talked to Major Dames before he died. And Major Dames, along with Amory Smith working for Gaia TV, they are aware of that. They're in touch with each other too. Agent Dames said that, mentioned my name on his deathbed, saying that I was part of a program bigger than what I ever talked about on Gaia TV, for example, on any radio shows, including yours. But I didn't know any of that. It's like, for me, it was kind of new, but it seems like a lot of people knew about my existence and I never met Major Dames. And Major Dames was part of the CIA program for the Stargate program or the original program. So obviously there was a correlation or an overlap, let's say, between the old Stargate program and the new Stargate program. And so then my contact from Alia, you know, who's in the book, I just realized that she knew all of this all along. So she mentioned to me lately that I was part of the Project Kronos, and she was made aware of that. Now, it doesn't mean that she's involved in it herself, but she was made aware of that, but she never told me either. So I was kind of, I wasn't happy about that, and I wasn't really happy with her. But she did mention a few things to me lately that make sense. She said, yes, you were part of the project. You had your memories wiped, but don't worry. You will regain your memories because it's not permanent. And so while she was saying that to me, she also out of the blue saying, you should not go to the meeting on Sunday. You should not go. And Agent Warner told me that, again, out of the blue, all these people reach out to me without knowing who I talked to in between. So they were sharing informations with me, the same information, without knowing who I talked to.
What do you think's behind all of this? What's the purpose of all of this?
Yeah, so I believe it's a secret space program 100%, and it's worldwide. It's everywhere. Like, all these agencies are from different countries. This is a much bigger project that a lot of people are involved in. I already know a few of them. With full, some of them have not full memories, but some memories, like me. But the reason behind all of that is they're trying to change potential timelines based on what happened with the Looking Glass technology. So the Looking Glass technology, as you know, has been a reverse engineer technology where they could see potential future timelines using this almost like rotating rings within on a platform, and they keep rotating, and then there's a screen that appears in the middle, and then they extract information from that, seeing potential timelines on the screen. I saw myself in the middle of that. I saw myself standing on that platform with those big rings going rotating all around me. Like, I'm saying that to you, like the way I'm seeing you right now on the screen. Mm-hmm. I saw it very clearly and I felt it. And I knew that I was volunteering for that. Like, I had some kind of device on my head connected to some computers and scientists watching what was going on their screen, on their end, on the side, on my right-hand side. And as I was in the middle of that platform, I could see the rings moving around me. And they were huge. And as they kept spinning up, it formed like a sphere. And as a remote viewer, and because I was focusing on potential timelines, whatever I could see in my head was projecting onto a screen in front of me, because I was becoming one with the technology or with the machine I was in.
Where were you when you saw this?
I was inside the Looking Glass technology. I don't know exactly which location or which country.
How did you get there? I mean, what happened to put you inside the Looking Glass?
I believe that they can abduct people the same way as the Greys do, when they can extract you from your home, from your bed, and they can just like suck you up into a spaceship and then go bring you somewhere else very quickly.
When did you have that recollection?
That was about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. And just for a level set for our audience, Sebastian earlier mentioned Zohar, his kind of star brother, from his family about 500,000 or 100,000 years in the future, very distant future, who came back to kind of meet with them and check in. So the good news is things are going to be okay, but a lot of stuff's going on now. And Sebastian, folks, has been through a lot. So just what I ask folks to do on Guys Radio, watch, listen, and come up with your own formulation opinions. And obviously, Sebastian's deep into this, so we're trying to extract kind of level set so you guys know what's going on. So go ahead, Sebastian. Sorry.
Yeah, so that's okay. You know, that what I came to realize is I was connecting to another friend of mine from school when I was 16 years old. I already talked about my abductions by the tour guide aliens when I was 16 and in my high school when I was boarding at the time. And through regression, I was able to remember what happened to me. Now, what's interesting about this experience is that when I was 16 years old, I also wrote a full book in French. I think that the title was, I never published it or anything else, but I did write it. It was a fictional book. And it was about kids who were abducted so they could actually have their extra sensory powers increased by some shadow government in a facility, and one of them escapes. Mm-hmm. And at some point in time, one of those kids is being tested by some scientists, and the scientists argue with the kind of chemicals they have to use to enhance his abilities, because they believe that he already was at full capacity. And that's in my book. And my friend, who I talked to the other day, reminded me of what I wrote in that book, saying, when I listen to your interviews and you talk about your abductions with the Grailians, it felt like I was reading your book again, because the parallels were exactly the same. Mm-hmm. And I didn't remember, but because I accessed my subconscious mind and put it in writing the way I would think of a book, I had to write down my own story, my own experiences in that book as a fiction. But I didn't realize that at the time.
So let's take a step back, Sebastian. So what you've been asked to go to this meeting about the timelines. You didn't go.
Yes.
Think you had your kind of memory wiped about it. Some of it may come back. And you were told about that. Who's behind all this? Is this a white hat? Is this a black hat thing?
It's a secret space program. Yes, it's the SSP, 100%. Yeah. Yeah. So what happened that day? So let me tell you. So because I was told that the timelines should only be changed in September. Okay. That's what I was told. So I basically sat on it and I didn't go to the meeting. And on that Sunday, I basically, every day, I go to bed, I put my phone on the charger, on my nightstand, and I put on the airplane mode. On the Monday morning when I woke up, my phone was no longer on the nightstand, and it was actually on the right side of my knee, on the bed, and not on airplane mode, and facing up. I'm left-handed. My phone would have been on my left-hand side, like if I dropped it or whatever, if I slept with it, whatever it is. This is not normal. Like, this is not very unusual. I never do that.
But let me ask you this, Sebastian. So they asked you to come to this timeline meeting, and then you were told, don't change the timeline. And then you were told, change it in September. Why the kind of, not misdirection, but change in direction come to this meeting and then now change the timeline in September?
Because
who's giving you that direction?
Yeah, so there are different factions. There are some who basically believe that they want to have quick results. They want to do it right away. Like the person from CC's was angry at me because she basically viewed me as or being responsible for changing the timeline in the first place. And now it makes sense. Do you remember in 2011, 2010, 2009, 2010, and 2011, that's when I had all of these catastrophic visions of apocalypse, of like tsunamis, earthquakes on Earth, basically the end of the world for 2012, which is what the Mayan calendar was talking about. And I believe that I'm the one who should change that timeline.
Okay, thank you.
I changed. Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's a good thanks or not, because it seems like whatever I did created something else that was not pleasant and leading us to something else worse than having that 2012, you know, doomsday experience. So I don't know. I don't quite understand why, but those guys seem to know because they have seen the different timelines and what came up. And again, I don't want to scare people. I don't want them to feel feel any fear about that. But what came up was the rapture. And the rapture, which I don't really believe, I don't think that's going to be the case, but they mentioned a rapture event for 2027. And so when that is being mentioned, and they are basically telling me, as if you don't show up to the meeting, you'll be responsible for that. Because you're not helping us out, changing the timeline again. And so that was the urgency of the message.
How do you change the timeline, Sebastian? So let's say you wait till September.
I don't know.
Things stay on schedule. And then September comes up, you're asked to go someplace. You have to decipher, how do I feel about this? Do I trust this or not? What are your intuitive powers tell you? And then you go and how does anybody change the timeline?
Yeah, so I was told that I'm not just a remote viewer. I shift energies. I think most people who came to the workshops have felt a sense that maybe they felt like compelled to go because, and some of them even show up and I don't even know why it even came up.
Exactly, like myself and a couple of from Team One.
Yeah,
three of us.
And I believe that my energy is way bigger than what most people think, without using my own ego in here. But I think somehow, because I don't truly understand it, I think that somehow my energy is directly linked to star seeds, but also to people who have an awakening or need to have an awakening, because it's beyond me. It's beyond the timeline that we are living on, because I'm accessing multiple dimensions. So for me, to have that capacity, and it's so large that I don't even comprehend it myself fully, because I'm still learning as well. Like you, we're all human beings at the same time. Mm-hmm. We're having a human experience. But I'm getting to know the responsibility or understanding the responsibility of all of this. And when I was with Sarah Brisman Cosme doing this hypnosis session and remembering my involvement as a Pleiadian and receiving that bracelet on my wrists that connected me to source energy, the responsibility, the duty came on right away. And I could feel that it was overwhelming, very overwhelming, that to the point I was actually crying under hypnosis because it was so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And yet it was from an ET perspective, and yet as a human being, I felt it. I felt that connection. And I believe that he hasn't really left me since. It's still with me. And so the duty is still there as a human being towards humanity, because deep down, this is my responsibility as being part of Source. You know, we are not just confining to these physical bodies, but we have a much larger duty in the cosmos than we can even imagine.
Okay.
You know,
Let me level set again for our audience, because there's so much information here. So for those who aren't familiar with Sebastian, he's a remote viewer. If you're familiar with remote viewing, people can learn to be remote viewers. It's kind of a mathematical process. Sebastian is an organic remote viewer. He can just do it. And there's other people who can do that. So that's number one. Two, he's a frequent guest on Gaia on Cosmic Disclosure. If you want to see a lot of different conversations with him, check him out there. And then he's recently with Sarah Brisman.
Cosme.
She's an HTTP, is it?
She hypnotized people for past life regressions and ET experiences.
She recently hypnotized you for a deep dive. That wasn't That wasn't put on the air or anything, but so this is something you just...
It is. It's on the air. Yeah, it's on YouTube, I believe, or on YouTube. Channel. Yeah.
Okay. And then the other thing I want to bring up is the star seeds. People are not aware. All of this Three-Eye Atlas stuff was about the Dracos wanting to come and gather the star seeds and get rid of them, basically, because they are connected to a lot of power. And there's only certain amount of star seeds on the planet, and they were kind of after them.
And the reason being is because the star seeds are also the ancestors of future races in the cosmos that fought against the Draco reptilians. You have to realize that the Draco reptilians were part of the Galactic Alliance to begin with. And then they got booted out when they actually were find out that they had a very selfish plan of their own. And so they were not welcome into the Galactic Alliance. So they knew that, and they took revenge on all the Galactic Alliance families, destroying their planets, raging wars right, left, and center. And, you know, now, because it hasn't even started yet, because we're talking about something in the future, but again, there's no such thing as time, you know, in space. When you think of a photon going from the Big Bang and then getting through your retina when you look at the sunshine, it's the same photon that was part of the Big Bang, and there's no time in between the time it exploded in the universe and when it reaches out your head. So again, we are part of a much larger, you know, scenario here. And then we have to be aware that the direct reptilians have their own agenda. They don't have a soul. They basically are looshing. They are using your soul energy and your source energy to feed themselves, to sustain themselves. They are bore the light. They are bore source energy. They hate it, but they need it to sustain themselves and to live.
Now, many people think, Sebastian, that the reptilian, you hear the term more and more now about they were kind of behind the scenes, the shadow government and all that, running the planet. What's your position on that?
100%. I think that, you know, the people that talk about, you know, demons and all of that, I believe that all the beings that they created for normal people to worship, like Moloch and Baal and all of these beings, all of these are direct reptilian beings.
Okay. Go ahead.
So all the human sacrifices, the adenochrome, the child trafficking, all of that is all related to trauma, to louche. Like the more traumatic experience you have, the more they actually sustain, or they can sustain themselves from using that negative energy.
Okay. So if they're in charge right now of behind the scenes in the government, media, etc., Hollywood, why do the Dracos need to come in and take over the planet if they're already running it?
Because human beings are still sovereign beings, and because we're still connected to star families, they can't win so easily. So they are doing it subvertedly through using these means, or, you know, covert, you know, means. But at the same time, as sovereign beings, we're still connected to source. They cannot break the laws of the universe. So they are using any ways they can do to deceive people so they can extract their energies without killing them. We are a resource to them. At the same time, we are too many for who they are. So, you know, at the same time, they don't need us all. You know, they can use us for food, they can use us for energy, but, you know, this is not the end goal here. The end goal for them is to potentially take over the planet and using us as slaves. Now, what I heard lately is that, you know, you already know of all of these agencies using your phone, your television. They can access it without your knowledge. Even if your TV is off, they can still access the cameras, all of that, right?
Yes.
I heard lately, which is kind of worrying me a bit, but I, again, there are ways around that, is that they will be using all phones, devices, to brainwash the people and send a message out.
Is this part of the 3 days of darkness, when we're going to get all these videos that people have talked about, where it's going
perhaps
to be EMP, everything
perhaps
shut down, and you're
going
to get all this information
video,
and that's it? So there's a negative agenda to that? It's not...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I heard that it already started on a smaller scale. So they're already doing some of the kind of things. And as we both know, one of the person that came to the Terra Novae Center, Bill, had that experience already.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what he went through with his screen, having the TV screen, turning all red and hearing that frequency, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hearing that frequency is already the plan. I heard from people in Victoria on Vancouver Island that they were hearing this weird frequency at night in the city. Mm-hmm. And they didn't know where it was coming from at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yep. Yep. So for the benefit of our audience, Bill was one of our friends who attended Team One at Terra Novellis, and he organically can remote view. And he remote viewed himself going inside of 3i Atlas. This is all new to him. So I was talking to him last week, and he said the other night he had the TV on. He was kind of up late, and all of a sudden the screen turned red, and he heard a frequency for a while. He had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, and you have to realize that, Bill was the chief of the fire brigade in Las Vegas. You've seen it all. He's retired now. Mm-hmm. But he went through everything, every trauma you can imagine, mm-hmm. stabbing, birth, killings, accidents. So for him to, being concerned and to be stressed out by what he was seeing, not understanding that he was trying to switch off the TV with his remote and it was still not turning off.
Yep.
So it was completely outside of his control. And, Bill was also the one who saw the Drake reptilian eye at the center. And he remembered on how to protect himself. And he was quickly being able to protect himself using the white source energy and using the tools that he's learned. But at the same time, his heart raced. And, he could feel the anxiety and the stress from that experience alone, from just seeing one eye.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that we are being subjected to all these experiences. The best way to do is, one, to use discernment. Two is to tread lightly in this consciousness realm, because we are like kindergartners walking amongst those beings who are used to that so well. We are just learning. We are still learning. But it doesn't stop us from basically learning on how to protect ourselves. So when I was saying earlier that my role and why the Dracos love me is because in my role of influencing so many people around the world, and helping them awaken, the Dracos love me because they are waiting. They want me to awaken all these starseeds. So they are like kindergartners and they are vulnerable, so they can attack them through me.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could have tried because I awakened them. So now they become easy prey. So if I don't follow through and then trying to teach them on how to protect themselves, mm-hmm. and talk more about this, because it's more important than just receiving an awakening. Awakening is fine. You can have one. But as soon as you have one, what do you do with it? And I heard, I did 8.5 hours of radio shows in France. And the amount of people listening to me, one, had awakenings. Two, they were also being attacked. And they didn't know why. They didn't know how to protect themselves. And they were asking me for help. And I never mentioned that before. I never talked about that on radios. But they were asking me to help them with what was going on with them. They were sharing information. They were sharing drawings that they were, downloading and seeing. And it was very specific. And that's when I started helping one person in particular. I did an exercise with her remotely, and she thanked me for it because it was working very well and it really helped her. But so many others, I feel so desperate in basically wanting to get information and help in protecting themselves because they feel so vulnerable and they don't really know where their attacks come from.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
So Sebastian Martin, return guest, Guys Radio. We'll have him back again because we just scratched the surface again today. So Inner Journey in Outer Space. Check this out. Also, the workshops at Terra Novellis Center. Talk to us about that real quick, Sebastian.
Yeah, so I basically provide workshops using binaural frequencies with people so they can access the subconscious mind and to have an experience. So regardless of what you wish to achieve, if it's connecting to your star family, connecting to your loved ones or deceased loved ones, you know, simply having a higher purpose, like finding out what's your mission, if it's in life, if it's about, you know, moving homes or changing careers or whatever, if at whatever point in time you're in your life, you can benefit from this workshop, because whatever needs to come up to the surface will appear for you at that point in time. And then I will be able to guide you through these exercises as a remote viewer for being able to connect to your experiences. And then we do that for like 5 full days. So I'm able to connect to your energy. I'm able to connect to your experiences. And I can coach you through that with the help of like Qigong practices, hypnotherapy, and also having good food.
Oh, yeah. Good excellent, meals. Excellent food. Excellent. You know, everybody was different and everybody came together. Everybody got along and we're one big growing, happy family. So I urge everybody to check out the website, terranovelis.com.
Yes, that's correct.
And check in with Sebastian. He's very available and he's all over the place now. And he's got an important role. So thank you so much for being back on Guys Guys Radio, Sebastian Martin.
Thank you for having me again.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, another amazing conversation with Sebastian Martin, remote viewer and special individual who works with the three-letter agencies, with the government, and much, much more. And we talked about shifting timelines, messages he's been getting, and what can be done, and just amazing stuff. So I hope when you listen to Sebastian, you realize that he's written this book, Inner Journey in Outer Space. He talks about his family from the future contacting him, including somebody he mentioned, his brother from the future, Zohar, contacting him in 2011 here. He's gone through a lot. He doesn't know everything is going on because he may be being used and manipulated, whatever. We don't know, but we do know that he comes on Guys Guys Radio and he shares what he can, and the things keep moving. It's a very fluid situation, and we like to stay up to date. And then also, we want to leave it up to you to get the latest information from Sebastian, and then you determine if it's something you vibe with or not. That's up to you. And we'll have Sebastian back. He's going to be on Gaia TV about 3 or 4 more times coming up soon, and then we'll get him back on Guys Guys Radio. So looking forward to it. So much stuff going on out there that we are not aware of. Okay, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of Guys Guys Radio on UK Health Radio. We're back next week with another great show. And until then, like I always say, guys, finish first.